to C3 Church Hepburn Heights. We believe Jesus Christ gives life to the full, and we are called to live it and share it. We pray you enjoy this message today.
So many other stories that we've heard this week about people receiving healing. Leslie Sermon can't be with us today. She's actually at C3 Fremantle for Pastor Nigel's finale as the lead pastor there. Incredible. Incredible legacy that they've left there. But she texted me, and I love getting texts from Leslie Sermon, talking about all the people that she's prayed for and how there's been release and freedom and healing coming. And so if you felt like something shifted in the week of prayer, continue to remain in that freedom. And so that means not sitting back. It means actually continuing to stand in faith and taking opportunities like this morning and remaining in that freedom. And if you weren't able to make any of the prayer meetings for week of prayer, that's okay. God loves you. There's still breakthrough for you. There's still a replenishing for you that can take place as more opportunities come down the track. Now, do you know that I have an incredible ability to communicate with my shower drain? My shower drain talks to me. What a gift, you may say. No, it's not in the Bible as a spiritual gift, but I firmly believe it's a gift. No, not really, no. But we have this drain in a shower, like most people hopefully would have a drain in their shower. And the drain is, so it's this nice, long, fancy kind of tile drain. It's beautiful. And underneath the tile, before you get to the actual sewer, the drain, the pipe, is a filter. Everybody see this filter? It's a silver drain filter. Now, this filter is simultaneously the bane of my life and also my biggest help. You see, as the soap and the skin and the hair and all the other stuff goes down into the drain, if it's too big to actually get through here and go into the drain, it actually starts building up in this filter. And that's good, right? We don't want the big chunky stuff getting down the drain. And so it builds up in this filter. And so every couple of weeks, this filter builds up so much that the water stops getting through. The water stops being able to get out into the pipes. And so that's when my shower drain starts talking to me. Because what happens is the water starts, it's got nowhere to go, so it starts filling up the drain, and then it starts filling up the shower, and then I'm basically having a bath. And so I need to do something about it. And just a side note, the drain also communicates to my wife, but she doesn't listen. No, we've got a prior arrangement. Kaz is like, babe, I do a lot of things for you. Can you do this one thing for me? No worries, babe. I will do this one thing for you. And so I take the drain out and I grab the filter and I get the stuff. Yeah. And I kind of roll it into a ball. I throw it around, kick it. No, it's not that big. It's only 2 weeks. And I go put it in the bin. I put this filter back. And then guess what? Once the filter is not clogged up anymore, the drain actually starts working how it was designed to work. And the water starts flowing again. Because what happens if this filter's not there? And this is like annoying. Because, you know, we've got a schedule. We're doing stuff. I need to get out of that shower. I need to get going, get moving. I don't have time to pick up all the stuff. It's an imposition. It's a somewhat annoyance for me. But what this filter does is it helps to allay a gigantic problem down the track. That gigantic problem is called a fatberg. Has anybody ever Googled fatberg? Don't. Especially don't do it right now. Wait till after the service. But if you Google Fatberg, you will see some really horrific images. As all the soap and the skin and the hair and the oil and the grease products and all the stuff from the toilet, as it basically goes down into the sewers, it's a build-up. There's this build-up of gunk. And what happens is it can form this rock-hard mass that stops the drains and the sewer systems actually working, not only for your own house, but for the whole neighborhood. That is a Fatberg. And so this filter, when it calls out to me, when it communicates to me, it's actually helping me from coming face to face with a Fatberg. It's positioned to help me. It's positioned and designed to help. And when Pastor Jason and I were praying here at the church a couple of weeks ago, I got a vision of this filter. A big, massive filter. And it was clogged up. It was full. And I got the sense from God that for some of us here in our church community, we're clogged up. We're clogged up spiritually. We're clogged up with worry, with anxiety. We're clogged up with fear. We're clogged up with pride. Clogged up with sin. We're clogged up with unforgiveness, with wounds from broken relationships. We're clogged up with our own failures. And as we're clogged up, we begin to be defined by what we're clogged up with. And I've loved this Replenish prayer series over the last 5 weeks. I've loved the Replenish week of prayer. And there has been refreshing. There has been a realigning, a restoring, a filling. And my goodness, has there been replenishing. And the undergirding scripture for this whole series in this week, Jeremiah 31:25 says, God says, "For I will satisfy the weary soul and every languishing soul I will replenish." And what God impressed on me about this verse is that God will absolutely satisfy the weary soul. Absolutely. Of course, Ben, that's what it says. God will certainly replenish those who are languishing. Absolutely, Ben. That's what it says. But he'll do that as you and I own our weariness, as we own the languishing, as we put our hand up and we say, "Yes, that's me. I need help. I don't have the resources internally. The world doesn't have the resources that I need. I'm weary. I'm languishing. I can't do this on my own." Think about this. If we need help, but we don't ask for help, do we generally get help? No, is the general response. If we need help, but we don't want help, do we generally get help? No. If you and I are swimming in the ocean, we're going lots of different places today. Shower, ocean, sewage, Fatberg, it's all happening. Swimming in the ocean, find ourselves in a rip. Are we more likely to receive help and get taken out of that rip if we put our hand up and we're shouting and we're waving and we're doing everything we can, or if we do nothing? As you and I ask for help, as we look for help, as we come to God for help, He's faithful, He's trustworthy to refresh, to replenish, to fill, to restore. He can do it. And in a liturgy for a people who put Jesus at the center, there's a line that reads, "We will daily posture in surrender to you, even when, especially when, it feels too hard." And we read this a number of times this week during the week of prayer, and I could not get my eyes off this part. This posture of surrender is basically saying, "God, you're in control, I'm not. You know best. I don't. You love me more than I love myself. You have what I need. You are my help. I will actively trust in you." A posture of surrendering God isn't this. It's not, God, stuff's going down. I'm weary, I'm languishing, but I can't show any weakness. I just need to tough this out, because if I, as a Christian, if I show any chink in the armor, it's kind of somehow going to have a poor reflection on you and a poor reflection on me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear the mask and I'm just going to say everything's fine. That's not a posture of surrender. That's a posture of pride. And you know what the Bible says God thinks about pride? God opposes it. God doesn't help the proud. He opposes the proud. It's not like he just doesn't care. He actually actively opposes the proud. In Proverbs 3:34, it says that, and then it's quoted. That scripture is quoted by James and Peter in the New Testament. He opposes the proud, but he helps the humble. He helps those who recognize their need for help and their need for him. And so what are those areas that we're clogged up in? What are those areas where we need help from God for? What are those areas where we're weary and we're languishing? Let's own them. Let's call out for help. How do we do that? What are the filters? What are the things, the filters in our world that we can position so that God can come and unclog us? Well, I'm so glad you asked, because we have some purpose circles. And the second circle in the purpose circles is three filters, three holy habits in prayer, as you and I are intentional about coming into his presence daily, talking, listening, sitting, receiving, laying down our sin, receiving his forgiveness through the scriptures, through the Bible, as we receive and take in truth in love and get some clarity on our next steps and get those lies that we're believing driven out. And it's in discipleship community, where we can invite someone we trust and someone we love alongside us and say, hey, I'm struggling. Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me in prayer? Would you come alongside me and encourage me? I need that. I need that. Without these filters, the build-up's not necessarily going to be seen or noticed straight away. But eventually, that spiritual fatberg will set in. Hardness will set in. Resistance to God will set in. Resistance to the help of others will become our default. But it's through these holy habits, it's through these filters that we can call out for God to come and help us, to come and unclog us, to come and clog us from the things that will stop that flow of life, that would stop us worrying, being anxious. God is our help. God is our help. Psalm 121, verses 1 to 2. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let's pray. God, we come before you this morning, and we declare our need for you. We push aside pride and fear and what other people think. And we say, God, we're weary. God, we're languishing. God, there's areas that are clogged up. And we're looking to you right now for help. We're asking that you would come by your Spirit, by your mercy and by your grace, that you would come and unclog those areas, and then you would empower us to remain in that freedom, to remain in that place of strength, of Jesus at the center. Do it today, we pray, in your name. Amen, amen, amen. Right now, we're going to have another little moment of prayer, Pastor Jace.
We are. It's good. I think this is my little section, right? Okay, can I, and then MJ, I'll grab my Bible. Thanks, mate. It's nice. Hey, guys, so we're doing things a little different today, as you can tell, and that was a great little mini preach from Ben Gould. and I have another little segment, and I don't think it's going to be a preach. I don't yet know what it's going to be, which is exciting for all of us. Any suggestions you just want to yell out? Any topic you've been desperate to hear? Did I hear vaccine? Did someone politics? Did I? Yeah, let's. I'll stop there. Thank you, Jesus. I was having a chat with someone last night, and it's a special day for C3 Fremantle and Wellard today. So Pastors Nige and Andrea were a part of our church, and I was a little punk in the youth group, and they were our youth group leaders, and we were called Righteous Ragers. How cool is that, right? We all got tattoos that said that. No, we didn't. So shall we preach about tattoos? Is that another fun one? Or cutting our head in a bowl. Probably don't cut your head. Maybe your hair. So Pastors Nigel and Andrea, they 25 years ago were a part of our church and planted in Fremantle. And man, they did it really tough early on. And I think it was for something like 5 years they didn't have a proper worship team. And so they would go from, they had two CD players sitting next to each other. And so they'd play a song from one CD while they're queuing up the next one on the other CD, and then to play that. But they persevered. And to the place now, after 25 years leading their church in Frio, they're handing over to an incredible couple. And so they got property, first Pentecostal church ever to have property, to own property in Fremantle. And a childcare centre on the property, and I think it's 7 churches in different parts of Africa that they've planted, a couple of schools that they run over there, and just incredible. So, Lord, we pray you bless C3 Frio and Wellard this morning. Lord, we thank you for men and women like Pastors Nigel and Andrea that fought hard and stood against every opposition that came their way. Lord, and we thank you that you would do a work like that in us. Lord, teach us, help us to be strong in you. Lord, to stand in the storm and to be faithful to the call of God that you have given to us. Lord, we thank you that each one of our lives matters. And Lord, we're going to stumble and we're going to struggle and we're not going to get it right. But God, let us be a people that just keep coming back to you saying, God, I need your grace again. I need your strength again. Help me. Mighty God, and again, we thank you for even for Stephen and Unami as they step in to lead C3 Frio and Wellard. Lord, empower them, bless them, strengthen them. Lord, let them see fruitful days, souls saved in the city of Fremantle, disciples built for your glory. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So for those who don't know, so often here, the bass player Phil Sermon, if you see the dude with the beautiful blonde locks who gets in, so that's Pastor Nigel's brother. And Leslie Sermon, who we talk about, who's our prayer machine, so that's Nigel's mum. And so some beautiful family connections for those who are a little newer with us. You can see. Okay, can you stand to your feet with me? I want you to know how loved you are by God. You know, it changes us in the most profound ways when we can come exactly as we are and know that God loves us. Because when we feel like we have to be someone, put on a show, get it all right all the time, that's demotivating for any kind of connection with God. but when his love settles, and I want us to have, an, you know, every time we have a week of prayer, there's something of God's love and embrace of me that just drops even deeper. Even deeper. You know, despite the challenges, the whatevers, I can sense the love of my God. Like, it doesn't stop, right? Like, if you think you've reached the end of God's love, then maybe you haven't even reached the beginning. And it changes us, and then God moves through us to change the world. Like, love is so radical. It causes us to act in such irrational ways. Like people like Nige and Andrea, knowing that they're flawed, and I was chatting to Nige last night and just hearing he's open about his mistakes and his frailty, and but to go, somehow God's going to use me. And I'm just going to step out and follow his call. And that is who we are. That is what I want us to be more and more. And that happens as we allow the love of God to drop even deeper inside of us. As we allow his love to go even higher and permeate some of those thoughts that would go in all different directions. As we let his love go deeper and dislodge that thing you don't want to let go of. But he says, come on, I came to set you free. Let go of that. So just where you stand, can I ask you please just to open your heart again? Open your heart again. Open your heart and receive the love of God. You are loved more than you could ever know. Infinitely more than you could ever know. And this love secures us. This love forms our identity. Secure and robust in the Creator of all things that He defines, He secures. And so, Lord, with hearts open wide, we say, God, would you just drop that revelation even deeper? Come on, I want this to just your prayer ticking along in your mind and your heart while I'm speaking. If your mind drifts somewhere else, just pull it back. God, would your love sink deeper? Would your love go higher? Your love. 1 John 3:16. Says, this is how we know what love is. That Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And so, Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of the Son. The laying down of the life of Jesus Christ for our sin, our mess, our stuff ups, our falling short. Let us know your love again, God. Let us know your love again. Come on, just keep that prayer going. God, I want to know your love. Let me know your love more. the love that would take Jesus to the cross to purchase your freedom, my freedom. God, let your love live in us. Lord, we thank you that your love changes things. Change us and shape us, O God, for your glory. Let us be transformed by your love, shaped by your love. God, let your love bring liberty and freedom in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you that there is no sense of striving that ever needs to live in us because we are loved regardless. And whether this morning we're like the prodigal son and we've been rolling in the mud with the pigs, and maybe even as you're here this morning, you've been doing that in your mind and your mind has been in the pig pen. And so you can tell yourself that I don't belong in the presence of God because you know what your mind has been doing and you know it falls way short, way short. Then right here where you are, give that to him. Don't hide it. Give it to him. Lord, I am sorry that I've been rolling in the mud. I repent. And I choose to come home like the prodigal son into the arms of the Father. Choose to come home today. Step out of that. That it doesn't disqualify you. Come home. Come home. Maybe there's clearly something that you've been holding that God has called you to let go of. A fear, a doubt. Bitterness. And we can wave a banner of our rights. I got a right to be angry. Man, we don't want to wave that banner towards God. Because if we get what we deserve from him, it's not a happy ending. But God, I thank you that you extend grace to us through the perfect life, death, resurrection, ascension of Christ. You would see us through his perfection, Father God. And you extend grace to us. And Lord, you've called us to live that same way. And so, though we don't deserve forgiveness from heaven, Lord, through Christ, you give it to us. And so we choose to be a people who make the difficult decisions. And if you need to let go here today, and just as we want grace from Christ, just extend grace to that person right now. Oh God, you came to set us free. 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 Can you just open your eyes and just look here for a sec? I have this crazy dream. And the dream is you and I living this thing on the side screens. The dream is what we see in the center of the circle where Jesus is alive and real, and his victory is not a concept but is a daily adventure where he is living on the inside of us in a way that shapes and changes us, that the world would see him alive in us. And now you live this and we live this, but my dream is that this would grow even brighter in who we are. That it would be this beaming light because he's called us to be the light of the world. And we can be that when his light is alive inside of us more and more. And as we simply allow him to be who he wants to be and dive into his great embrace. And when we've messed up, and maybe we've messed up for so long, we've made a bit of a thing about it and this is just where I belong. No. Closer and closer to Jesus is where we belong. And he calls us in. Come on. come on, now is the time. And our world is desperate to see a people of God who don't just make noise with their mouths or have strong opinions on political matters. And some of this stuff is okay, but there is the light of His love shining through us that serves and that gives and that just has this lean in towards what Jesus looked like on our planet. That is what the world wants to see in us. And when our friend is hurting, that we are there not to rebuke, but to say, I know someone who can help. Come with me and I'll introduce you. Can you just, where you stand, make sure you don't clobber anyone next to you, but can you just put your arms out? And so this will be for a couple of minutes. So just, okay, get used to holding. Okay, holding. Come on, like this. If you're an introvert and you're going like this, just own it. Own it. Okay. Just keep going. Just checking Facebook. I don't actually have my phone here, so that probably doesn't. I pray that you, being grounded and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, to grasp how wide His love is. God, would You do a work in us that shows us again how wide Your love is. That, Lord, as You've called us to be stewards of our lives, we're not here for our own good times. We're not here once we've heard Your call. Lord, there is a whole different world that awakens to us. And it's a world where we would know time and time again, day in and day out, that we're called to let Your love break out wide in us. To a world that is desperate for the love of Christ. For something that is real and anchored. Lord, Your love that has moved Your people through the centuries to do crazy things for Your glory. And Lord, as we step out in Your love, it's where life really comes alive. It's where things like weariness and languishing can somehow just supernaturally fall away as we wait upon You, but then as we step out in faith, living for You. And so we say today again, Lord, in collective faith, with our arms stretched wide, use us, mighty God. Let Your love come alive in us. And so I want you, as you're standing there, if you just, your eyes can be closed, hold your arms out just for a little bit longer. I want you to sense the heart of God calling you, my son, my daughter, be my love on planet Earth. Be my hands and my feet. It's like God coming and saying, come on, my son, my daughter, I have power for you. I have strength for you. I have all that you need. And you're going to feel greater provision as you're more and more positioned to shine my love. Do not grow weary in doing good. For at the right time, you will reap a harvest as you do not give up. And so, Lord, this is who we are. Be glorified in and through our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us here on our podcast. We encourage you to let this word further help you live and share the life to the full that Jesus gives. If you want to check out more about our upcoming events, service times, locations, or to give online, go to c3hh.com.au.